More on that in a minute. But as promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Tulsa. He's in his sixth season with the Golden Hurricane. The Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. Tulsa is not only 4-1 this season, but they're ranked in the top 25 in the AP poll. In fact, ranked in the top 25 for the first time since 2010. Tulane is at Tulsa Thursday night. That's a big one. Tulsa head football coach Philip Montgomery joins us now. Philip, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
Good, good. One interesting year you've had. You're coming off that win over number 19 SMU, where you fell behind, Philip, 21-0 in the second quarter, thanks in part to a pick six and a short drive following a fumble. You already had a couple of comeback wins this season. Knowing how good SMU is, let me start right there. What was going through your head at that point?
Well, I mean, obviously that's not the way you wanted to start the game, but it did happen. You know, all of those things happened pretty early, and we felt like we had a ton of time left in the ball game. You know, our defense has been playing lights out all year long. Offensively, we've done some good things, and, you know, we started a game off earlier in the year kind of like that against Central Florida and ended up being able to come back. So our guys had done it before. They understood what we needed to do. They were locked in and focused, and we just kept chipping away at it.
So I'm curious, when you fell behind 24-7 at halftime, was that the gist of your message? Exactly what did you tell your guys at halftime?
Yeah, you know, we've been here. We've done this before. You know, let's not focus on what the deficit is right now. Let's focus on us and what we've got to do better. We needed to start the half in a better way. I thought we did that. We got a good drive going. Didn't convert the way we needed to, but we started moving the ball. Defense really, from the second quarter on, had played lights out, and we knew that was going to continue, and it was just about offensively, let's get some things going, let's start chipping away and cut that lead down.
Phil Montgomery is joining us. That's exactly what happened. You guys continue to battle, and they fight, and they grind, and then you take the lead, and then with just over a minute left, Zaven Collins picks off a Shane Buechele pass to finish off that game. At that point, what kind of emotions were running through you?
Yeah, I mean, just total excitement, elation. I mean, it was just, it's one of those, when you see your team continuing to just grind and fight, and, you know, we talk about it all the time within our program about they give us 60 minutes, we're going to play every second of it, and our guys have really done that. They step up in big ways, they make big plays at certain times, and they just continue to amaze me with their resiliency, probably, of just being able to fight through all the things that we've done this year. And so just happy for them, happy for our coaching staff, and excited for them to get another big win under their belt.
A huge win. We're talking to Philip Montgomery. When you talk about guys making plays, then you've got Collins. He was named Conference Defensive Player of the Week for the third time this season. I mean, just how huge has he been for the team this year? And then how pleased are you to see him gain the kind of recognition that he's getting?
Yeah, really, really happy about that part of it. I mean, our defense has been phenomenal all year long, and obviously he's a huge part of that. And there's a lot of other pieces that go with that. But, you know, he just has made big play over big play and does it in a lot of different ways, whether he's, you know, getting sacks, tackle for losses, interceptions. He returned one for a touchdown. I mean, he's been Johnny on the spot, if you will, this year and putting himself in great position to make those plays. So great to see him get the recognition. I think in my opinion, and obviously I'm biased, but, I mean, he's a first-round draft pick type of guy. He fits all the characteristics of that, and I think he'll have an opportunity to do that one day.
Tulsa head coach Philip Montgomery is joining us. What about your quarterback, Zach Smith? He threw for 325 yards, three touchdowns, and then went over SMU. He's passed for nearly 3,300 yards last season. From the outside, it seems like he's come back even better this year. If you were to go back even further, how much has he grown since he first arrived on campus?
Yeah, really leaps and bounds. I mean, he hadn't played when he got here. He hadn't really played in the last year and a half. So we, you know, had to knock a lot of rust off. Obviously, he had to sit his first year here. And I think that did him some good from the standpoint of just being able to really focus in on what he needed to do to get better as a player. And then the mental part of the game, you know, it's more than just being able to throw the football and do the things like that you have the God-given talent to do. He really became a student of it, and understanding coverages, understanding where he wants to slide protections, understanding where he needs to put his eyes, and that's probably been the biggest growth for him over even last season to this season. And so he still hasn't played his best game yet, And we're looking forward to that day, but he's continuing to get better and make big-time throws at big-time spots in a game.
And you've got another big one coming up on Thursday night. You know, as I mentioned at the very top, the win means the program is back in the top 25 for the first time since 2010. I understand that you've got a lot on your plate when it comes to getting ready for Tulane on Thursday night, but what does it mean to you and the program to be back in the top 25?
Well, again, I think it's kind of like what you mentioned with Zaven. I think it's just recognition for our players and their discipline and dedication and staying together and fighting through a lot of adversity to get to this point. And so I'm just so pleased for them and how they have battled and now getting a little bit of praise to that. But we got to take care of, you know, Tulane and the next ones to come if we want to continue to stay in that realm and stay in that talk. So we've got to focus in this week, but happy for them and that accomplishment.
Yeah, Philip, you and I have been talking, and I've talked to literally every single college coach I've talked to. We've had this kind of conversation. Six of your games this year have been affected by COVID, with two games being canceled, four games being postponed. So how have you and the coaching staff gone about trying to maintain some level of consistency in a season where everything is always changing?
Well, really, we started talking to our players, you know, when they got back here in July, and really took on the mantra of, you know, let's control the things that we can control, because there's a lot of things that are going to be out of our control this year. And, boy, has it lived up to that billing. I mean, even, you know, thinking about last week's game, you know, SMU's played eight games. We, at that point, we'd only played four. And, you know, that's a pretty big differential when you start looking at it. So, you know, with all the things and the stoppages and cancellations and postponements, the only thing that's been normal is change for us in our season. And so our guys have done a good job of adapting to that. We try to give them some type of regular schedule as much as possible. But they've done a good job of adapting and being flexible and continuing to focus on us and get better.
Tulsa 4-1 on the season. They are number 25 in the AP poll, and they've got a big one coming up on Thursday night. It is Tulane at Tulsa, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Tulsa head football coach Philip Montgomery, my guest. Philip, I appreciate the time very much. Good to have you on the show finally. Thank you, and good luck this week.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too. Good to have you. Tulsa, another one of those really, really good stories. 4-1 and ranked in the top 25 once again for the first time since 2010.